I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. You might have thought, what with the big mutual fund scandal on Wall Street this past year, that investors would have lost money, but not so. One research firm reports the average stock-based fund actually gained almost 33% last year. That said, regulators will be watching Wall Street in general and funds in particular this year. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Kai Ryssdal. Kai, 33%, that's got to be pretty good.
Yeah, you know, I thought so too. The figure comes from Lipper, Alex. They are a data research firm. The actual number, if you're curious, is 32.8%, and that is for what are called diversified U.S. stock funds, which, just like they sound, is a fund that buys shares in big and small companies, all areas, technology, construction, take your pick, but only those in the U.S. And there is a big caveat you need to know about. Average investors, they have this nasty habit of doing exactly what they're not supposed to do. That is, they buy high and sell low. So you and me and the average investor probably didn't get that 33% gain in their funds.
Okay, but if the funds are doing that well, what is it that's worrying regulators?
Well, let me offer you two thoughts. One is that we don't know what we don't know, right? I mean, it was only September 3rd, I think, that New York Attorney General Eliot Spitzer made the first announcement of his mutual fund investigation. And until the holidays, we were getting new news pretty much every day of companies that were either being investigated or coming clean with regulators. So it's more likely than not that there is more to come. The other thing is that fund companies and fund managers not being on the up and up about what they're doing is just plain bad news for the average guy. Here's why. The whole concept of mutual funds is that they're the place where the everyday investor can put their money, have it managed by professionals, and get into the stock market without actually having to get into the stock market.
That's what I've always thought.
Yeah, exactly. And to find out they're being cheated is flat out a betrayal of what mutual funds are all about.
So what are regulators going to do?
Well, you know, that actually is an interesting question, partly for political reasons and partly for genuine market reasons. It's a presidential election year, as we are all too well aware, and the whole thing has already landed in the Democratic debates and in Congress. So there is this real sense of pressure for someone to do something. That someone is the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, William Donaldson. He's already on the record as saying investor confidence has taken a real dive the past 6 or 8 months. So I think if we're looking forward, I say we expect a more proactive season of hearings and investigations from the SEC. All of that said, today from the Marketplace newsroom, we will have the week on Wall Street and car ads for the new year.
Thank you, Kai. Kai Ryssdal of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.